With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Las Vegas sheriff says at least three people have been shot at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Sheriff Kevin McMahill said in a post on X that their conditions are not known and that number could change. Police said the suspected shooter is dead and there is no further threat. The university said the shooter was at the Beam Hall, Frank and Estella building, home of UNLV's Lee Business School, and the police had responded to a report of additional shots fired at the nearby student union. 2 months after his historic ouster as House Speaker, Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy has announced he's resigning from his congressional seat in California.
McCarthy's announcement capped a stunning end for the one-time deli owner from Bakersfield, who ascended through state and national politics to become second in line to the presidency before a contingent of conservatives engineered his removal in October. McCarthy is the only speaker in history to be voted out of the job. The 58-year-old McCarthy arrived in the House in January of 2007 after a stint in the California Assembly where he served as minority leader.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In Congress, McCarthy maneuvered through his party's hierarchy, serving as majority whip and Republican leader along the way before being elected speaker in January 2023. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is charging four Russians with war crimes after they abducted an American in a Ukrainian village.
During the abduction, we allege that those defendants threw the victim to the ground while he was naked, tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
Garland said Wednesday the U.S. will not forget the atrocities in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 70 points, the Nasdaq dropped 83. This is SRN News. What's your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders are decrying a decision not to allow a menorah lighting at a community event in Williamsburg over concerns related to the Israel-Hamas war. The criticism's coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported the ceremony scheduled for an art and music festival had been canceled. The festival's founder told the newspaper that the menorah lighting seemed very inappropriate in light of the conflict. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Tough talk on Capitol Hill today. Leaders of Wall Street's biggest banks went before senators pleading to stop the Biden administration's proposed changes of how banks are regulated. They warn those proposals could have a negative impact on the economy. New Mexico's attorney general suing the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, the claim that it failed to protect underage users from exposure to child sexual material. McDonald's is growing. The big giant chain already says they want 10,000 new restaurants over the next 4 years. Wall Street numbers today, the Dow dropped 70 at 36,054, S&P 500 off 18 at 4549, NASDAQ down 83 at 14146. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.